Republicans Win Virginia Special Elections in Blowouts Against Democrats. By Nick Gilbertson on January 10, 2024. A pair of Republicans protected two seats in the Virginia state legislature on Tuesday night in blowouts against Democrats. But a key takeaway is that they both reportedly outperformed former President Donald Trump's showing in their respective districts in 2020. Republican Tammy Mulchey took 63.9% of the vote in the race for the Virginia 9th State Senate District, defeating Democrat Tina Younger, who secured 36.1% of the vote, Decision Desk noted. The reputable poll aggregator on X, at Interactive Polls, reports that Trump won the district by 16% in 2020. And while a 16-point victory is impressive, Mulchey won her seat by 27.1%, 11 points better than Trump's performance. Mulchey will represent Pittsylvania, Halifax, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, Lunenburg and Charlotte counties, parts of Prince Edward County, and Danville, as Cardinal News notes. She will replace outgoing State Senator Frank Ruff, R. In Richmond, I am ready to get to work for our rural communities, family farmers, and Southern Virginia, Mulchey said, per the outlet. I know I have big shoes to fill with Senator Ruff retiring, but I am ready to get to work. Republican Eric Phillips also enjoyed success in his bid for the 48th District in the House of Delegates. He carried the district, which includes Martinsville County and parts of Pennsylvania and Henry counties, with 70.8% of the vote. He thumped his opponent, Melody Cartwright, who garnered 29.2% of support and also outperformed Trump in 2020, according to AT Interactive Polls. Phillips will succeed outgoing Del. Lay Adams, R. In 2020, Trump carried the district by 24 points. Per the poll aggregator, while Phillips won on Tuesday by 41.6%, marking a net 17.6-point swing towards Republicans. With Democrats in control of the General Assembly, Republicans need a fighter who will stand up for our way of life and push forward Governor Youngkin's conservative agenda, Phillips said, per Cardinal News. However, University of Lynchburg political science program chair David Richards told the outlet he was unsure if anything could be gleaned from Tuesday's contents in terms of forecasting the 2024 general elections, pointing to low turnout. The special election wins came months after Republicans lost their majority in the House of Delegates and failed to take control of the Senate in November in a blow to Governor Glenn Youngkin, RVA. Youngkin's win in 2021, paired with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, RVA, and Attorney General Jason Meares's, R, victories, renewed hope for the GOP in Virginia after the state had strayed blue over recent decades. All three Republicans won offices that Democrats previously held.